chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Good vibes and such an incredible feeling. The podcast that you need and want. Interviews with reality TV stars. So entertaining, now you don't wanna miss. Real as it gets, never know what to expect. Got a rep jersey, I thought I told ya. Yes indeed, every week got a brand new poster. While I'm chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Hey, chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Let's go.
I would like to welcome back to the Chillin' with Dylan podcast. We are back to recap The Bachelor. It was the Fantasy Suites episode. I am here with Paige, the most likely to podcast. Paige, how are you doing?
Fine.
Oh, all right.
No, sorry. I'm in my car and I'm trying to get on the highway right now. And it's like not working out for me because everybody in Vegas drives like a lunatic.
Okay. We also have a special guest. I know you guys wanted to listen to people that actually were Bachelor fans before this season. Mm-hmm. So we have Stephanie here. Steph, how are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Thank you for having me. I'm doing well. I'm going through a Hunger Games kick right now. So that's just my life right now.
Okay.
Steph, I have to ask you, did Dylan tell you the podcast rules before you came on the podcast?
Oh, my God. Or is he Tony, why are you, Paige?
There's or rules?
Okay, so I thought that he might try to do you dirty. Now, Dylan did not tell me that he was a PG-13 podcast.
Oh, my gosh. I asked him. I go, do I have to censor myself? He goes, no.
What a douchebag. And let me just say this. Dylan did not tell me that if he cusses, you know what he does? He cuts it. But if you cuss, he won't cut it. So he makes you look like a truck driver and him look like an angel.
I mean, obviously. That seems like his MO.
Hey, real quick, Dylan, you can keep this in. Fuck you for that.
Hey, no.
I mean, you just let her get blindsided. Like, I wouldn't let it down either.
I don't like this team up. This episode, we are in Thailand, which looks beautiful. Mm-hmm. Paige, you've been to Thailand, right?
Yeah.
How was it?
That's actually on one of my places I want to go.
Thailand was great. I had a great time. You should definitely go, Seth. Don't go alone. But definitely go.
Yeah, I'm not solo traveling.
Yeah. Didn't I say I made a bunch of predictions last week and I was correct about all of them, I just like to say, but I knew they were in Thailand because of that rock.
Okay.
My predictions from last week when I watched with my friends, I knew he had to have sex with one of them, period. I know you're probably going to talk to that. But then while I was watching the episode, I saw he went on the date with Ariel and I was like, oh, I was assuming he was going to freak Ariel. But then once him and Gabby got to talking, I go, I know it has to be her. Because the scene in the preview where she was storming off at the beach was during their date. And it made her seem like she was mad about the sex situation. So I was like, oh, damn, it had to be Gabby.
I knew he had sex with Gabby.
Before we get into all of that, Steph, what are your thoughts on the season? I've got a lot of messages about Zach haters. What are your thoughts on Zach? Who do you think is going to win? Who was your favorite girl this season?
I mean, this season is like, okay. Like, I feel like if I really got into last season more, I think I would like Zach more as a contestant than The Bachelor, because as The Bachelor, he gives nothing. Like, I feel like I don't really get to know him, his personality, anything about him besides the fact that he literally loves to kiss. Like every girl, he's kissing every girl, every day, every freaking one-on-one time, which is so weird. But yeah, the season's okay. I feel like my diehard tried and true season that actually broke my heart was Rachel's season a while back ago. And when her and Peter broke up, I think a piece of my heart actually broke up.
Was this Pilot Pete?
No. It was like a Peter with salt and like pepper hair. Like he was so cute. And she just like, she wanted an engagement. And he was like, I don't want to get engaged after this, but that doesn't mean we're going to like not going to further things. And she just couldn't see past not getting engaged. So they had to break up. So, but I'm a long time Bachelor lover. I used to watch this with my mom growing up.
Okay.
I need to know what happened with Zach in the Fantasy Suites last Bachelorette.
Because I wish I knew. I stopped watching.
Oh, you stopped watching.
Mm-hmm. Last season was just too much for me. Like, two bachelorettes at the same time. Like, that's a little too messy.
Yeah. I just heard that he was real messy and, like, some weird stuff went down in the Fantasy Suites. And so
I mean, he's a weird guy.
I have a lot to about him. Just disclaimer, I have a lot of really negative things to say about him, and I'm not going to go in it, like, too hard, but this episode was highly triggering.
He, like, some scenes, like, especially that one scene with Jess talking about the one-on-one, like, why are you coming at her just because she wants to, like, you go on a dating show, a one-on-one's your chance to get to, like, talk to the person more, and why are you coming for her? Like, I don't know. Me and my friends watch it all the time, and we all, like, have comments to make. We have Bachelor Night every Monday, and he's just not, like, girls, he's not a prize. I'm just confused.
I literally was just gonna say, he is not the prize. Like, that is not it, and if that is it for you, you have not seen anybody.
Get help. I don't know.
All right, moving on. So we get Zach and Jesse Palmer, who Paige is obsessed with, having a little one-on-one time. And Zach explains how he doesn't want to have sex, and, you know, he wants to wait till after the engagement. We get a shower scene, and Jesse Palmer talks about how this week last season was the be-all, end-all, where he was the favorite and then ended up going home. So that's something to definitely look into. And our first date is Ariel. And they go to, like, a market at nighttime, which was a weird selection to me.
Yep.
No, I loved just... it. That's, like, my dream date. That is my dream date. Not my dream guy, but my dream
yeah.
date. I like the guy with Jesse. Yeah, I love Jesse. By the way, I did this poll on my Instagram, like, what's a celebrity you have beef with? And somebody, like, said him, and I would not post it because I just love him. But, I thought it was a cute date and everything. The shower scene was so ridiculous.
Oh my God. They love showing him in the shower every episode.
Like, great. He's clean. That's all he is. But I will say this. He said, I'm not going to have sex with the person I'm going to get engaged to. He didn't say I'm not going to have sex with any of them. He said, I'm not going to have sex with the girl that I asked to marry me. Implying that he'll fuck the... Ooh. Nope, cut it. Implying that he'll, you know, I don't have, like, a good ladylike
way to
say
that's a good observation. I just felt like this whole season, Ariel was a surprise girl to make it to the end for me. Like, I felt like I was not seeing enough of them together. They did not really mesh, her style, his style. It just looked a little awkward.
I agree. I thought my girl Brooklyn was going to get to the end over Ariel.
Bro. Him sending Brooklyn home in that episode, the way her face crumpled, I was like, holy shit. Oh, sorry. I was like, oh my God, this is crazy.
I love Brooklyn. Would you guys have eaten the bugs that they ate at the market?
You know, if it had some good, like, seasoning, maybe, but I wouldn't say yes. Maybe if I was in the moment in love, like Ariel was.
Okay.
I did eat those bugs and it was fine.
Oh, excuse me.
Yeah, it was fine. You wouldn't. You won't even. Yeah,
Dylan would not.
I don't.
Dylan is the pickiest, judgiest.
I don't like this at all. This is not what I was supposed to happen.
You should have known. I gotta tell you something. I don't feel bad for you, buddy, because you should have known that the second I had a female ally against you, it was on. You should have known. But also, Dylan, who's the pickiest eater, has a food Instagram.
Yeah, literally, he's always posting stuff about food. I'm like, bro, you barely eat anything.
Don't cut that, Dylan.
Okay, moving on. I need to add Patricio to this Zoom to pat my back. So the Zach commentary has got to stop. We get a little clip back to Gabby in her villa, and she's like going through it. I don't even know what she was going through, but she was going through it.
When she was looking out that window, I was like, this is great. I just can't. But she's a second guesser, which is why, like, I just knew that this episode was going to be too much for her. Like, just a little much for her. And Zach obviously did not help one bit.
No, he's trash.
So yeah. I think I have a theory. I do think Gabby is very sweet.
Oh, 200%. And so pretty. So naturally beautiful.
I think she's emotionally manipulative.
Peach.
I'll explain once we get to their date. But okay. I do think she's emotionally manipulative.
Yeah.
And maybe it's not on purpose, but that is what I think.
If you guys don't follow Paige on Twitter, go for it, because she was tweeting some stuff last night about this episode. I want to mention Ariel talking about how she's falling in love with Zach, but Zach tells her that sex is off the table. You know, Ariel's like, kind of takes it well, but I don't know. It was just, I think she was taken aback by that, you know.
Because she's a very sensual person. Like she said it before. So everybody knows what this week is. Like even growing up at 8 years old, watching this show with my mom, I'm like, oop, it's going down. You know what I'm saying? So just for him to, like, he didn't need to say that. Like he didn't need to, I don't know. The thing is he made it a big deal. So it became a big deal. Like if he went to the fantasy suites with the girls and like they're talking on the bed and he's like, with no cameras, he's like, I'm so sorry. Like, this is how I feel. This is da da da. Like, why do you have to tell the public, the American public, that you're not gonna have sex with people? Like, that should be between you and your relationship.
I agree.
1,000,000%. If a man went on national TV and said, I'm not gonna have sex with her, he would never be having sex with me in his entire life.
And Dylan, I know you're gonna talk about this, but he did Ariel dirty. Like, how are you? Like, I don't know if they told her or not, but how are you gonna, you know, do what you did with Gabby, tell freaking Katie, and then it seems like Ariel's just walking to the rose ceremony like la da da dee, like not even knowing what he did when he said to her, if I was Ariel, I'd be sick. I'd be so sick.
I agree. So we're getting into Zach and Gabby's date. So Zach and Ariel slept in the same bed together, but there was no intercourse at all.
Never say intercourse again, first of all. And also, can we talk about how good Ariel looked in that bathing suit? Like, what a smoke show.
Yeah.
The fact that he could turn her down just proves that he really was.
He said no intercourse. No, wait, now why am I saying intercourse now? He said no sex of any kind. I was like, damn, nothing? I was like, what is going on?
So moving on to Zach and Gabby's date, they go on a boat, they dive into water. This is the date I would have liked, but Gabby gets very emotional again, goes and sits on a rock. She talks about how she was cheated on. And it was just a whole situation where Gabby got in her head about, you know, something in her past.
I'm just confused. What girl contestant on the Bachelor hasn't been cheated on? Everybody on their freaking one-on-one date when they're getting dinner, my last relationship, blah, 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 blah. They all got cheated on. Why do you think they're on The Bachelor trying to find love?
Have you ever been cheated on?
Oops, sorry, no.
No, I wasn't saying that in a mean way. I was just saying I feel like being cheated on is such a common thing. Like, I've been cheated on and, like, but I'm not, like, traumatized about being cheated on. That's the thing. Like, it is what you make it. But Gabby, she was upset about the cheating on thing. However, she did not get upset until they went in the water and her makeup started coming off and she didn't feel pretty and she lost her self-confidence. That is when she started getting and, like, started getting way in her head. It was like, I don't feel pretty. I just feel ugly or whatever she was saying or whatever, which is completely valid, girl. Like, I get you. But
I thought she looked so cute. Like, me and my friends were saying, wow, like, Gabby's so pretty. Like, I know it's, an internal thing, but she does say that a lot. She's like, I look crusty, all this stuff. And Zach's, like, trying to hype her up.
Yeah.
He hyped her up when they went into that little fantasy.
When they woke up and I saw her dress on the whatever, the
chair,
bedstand or whatever, I was like, it went down.
So we're gonna talk about that.
Like, okay, here's my thing. No, Dylan, I gotta ask you as a guy.
Okay.
A girl is over and over and over saying she doesn't feel beautiful, she doesn't feel pretty, she doesn't feel sexy, and you are bad with words, like Zach is. How are you going to make her feel pretty and gorgeous and sexy?
You got him there. You got him there.
That's what I think happened.
It's also, like, this is an unusual situation. They have millions of people watching them at home and cameras in their face. You know what I mean? So it's a different...
But there's no camera after the people leave the fantasy suite.
Yeah, when they went down and dirty.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying, Paige, because I felt... me and my friends were like, if Zach, Gabby, I love you, if you're ever hearing this, but if Zach didn't hook up with you, like, you know, like being number two and all this stuff, like, I feel like it would have turned into a big thing too.
Yeah, I think he, not that he didn't want to, because I think that he is very into her and everything, but I really think part of it was like his way to comfort her and make her feel better. And I do just want to say too, and I, Dylan, I'm sure that I'm getting ahead of myself, but the way that he goes to Jesse Palmer and describes what happened, vomit in my mouth. He was like, we have decided to have sex with each other. What the fuck? That was so weird how he said it.
And even Gabby said that too when he came to her in the morning. And she was like, that was something beautiful between us. And now I just feel like he broke my trust and stuff. Because he did. Girl, he did.
All right. So let's get into it. Zach tells Gabby that sex is off the table. Gabby looks visibly upset, like actually upset. You know, they have their dinner. They wake up the next morning. And like Steph said, there were some clothes on some pieces of furniture. So we kind of figured what happened. And then like Paige said, you know, Zach goes to Jesse Palmer and says, I need to open up and tell the truth. And he exposes to the 3 to 5 million people that watch The Bachelor that him and Gabby did have sex.
Yep. Because we deserve the truth.
Yeah. Gabby doesn't deserve privacy or respect, but we deserve the
we
truth.
We deserve that truth.
We deserve it. That was, I'm sorry. If I was Gabby and Ariel after all this, I would look at Katie and be like, you can have them.
And you could literally see Gabby being so visibly uncomfortable when he's telling her, like, I can't start a relationship with a lie or a secret. Yeah. What? Just so keep it pushing.
Zach wants to tell the other girls, and he goes to Gabby's villas first. And one of Gabby's quotes that I wrote down is, I didn't realize you were so baller. Gabby's upset in her confessionals because it was supposed to be a private moment. I know Paige has a lot to say about this topic because she put it on Twitter. So Paige, the floor is yours.
It's just non-consensual. Like, sex from start to finish, or like any sexual act or whatever, has to be consensual, as far as obviously the physical act, the emotional act, all of it. And me personally, I have a huge problem. I understand it wasn't bragging. It wasn't like locker room talk or anything like that. So I'm not saying it was like in a gross or malicious way, but like Zach decided to discuss her sex life without her consent. And I feel like if he would have said to her, like, listen, like, I'm really struggling with this internally. I'm about to go on a date with Katie. I made, you know, this vow to myself and to America, which I didn't have to do. and I would just like to discuss it with people. Like, that's fair. And I feel like Gabby would have even said, like, hey, like, if you're going to go into the fantasy suite and have sex with Katie, then she probably should know that you were just inside of me. Mm-hmm. Because that is fair to her, and that's girl code too. But, like, he did it without her permission is the problem. I really feel like Gabby would have said, please don't put it on camera, but if you are alone with Katie and you want to talk about, or like let her know, like, hey, I had sex with Gabby, so that way she can make an informed decision, that would be good too. Because if, I'll be really honest, if he didn't tell Katie that he had sex with Gabby and then he was going to have sex with Katie, then Katie does not have informed consent either. His informed consent is all about, I sound like a fucking health teacher, but informed consent is all about, like, you need to know. Like, if you've been inside someone in 24 hours and you're about to be inside of me, I need to know about it.
All right. We're going to move on to, you know, Zach and Katie's date. At first, it's really well. They're going on a boat.
Weirdest date alive. Weirdest,
yeah, it turned into alive. A real mess. He tries to seem like he's a good person, but he eventually tells Katie, and, you know, Zach says sorry, and Katie's like, you're not sorry for doing that. You did it.
No, but the way she says sorry, you're not sorry. I'm just like, what?
Where, she kept saying it. Where is she from?
Bro, I have no idea. I was like, isn't this girl from Texas? Where did that freaking sorry come from?
Yeah, she's from Houston.
But
moved to Austin.
That date, him telling her the business on that little bench in the freaking pond with their feet in the water, as it's raining, he looks so sweaty, so disgusting, holding on to her. I'd have been like, get off me. First, it's humid. Two, I don't want to be here. Three, why are you telling me this? And Zach is trying to make himself look like the good guy, like, I just had to tell you, like, I'm so sorry. And Katie's like, I really did not need to know this right now.
100%.
It just was, it was just a little too weird for me.
Zach starts crying and he wants to make it well with Katie. And Katie's like, what would you like my reply to be? I'm not happy. And then we go to commercial break.
You want me to say yay?
Yeah.
I was like.
We go to a commercial break and, you know, they're not on the best of terms. And this is the first time where Katie and Zach have been at odds. Obviously, Zach has, you know, not gone along with some of the girls in the past. You know, the Anastasia social media rumors.
Mm-hmm.
Come to mind the
Allie, Christina.
Yeah, Allie with that, Christina Brianna stuff. But this is the first time where Katie didn't seem like the favorite. They do make up at dinner and they have a kiss and everything. But before that, Katie talks to production and, you know, she's visibly upset. But the interesting thing that a lot of people were messaging me about is we didn't see what happened the next morning. Did Katie and Zach sleep together? Yes or no?
I'm saying no.
You're saying no.
Because she said to Gabby at the rose ceremony, you're the only one.
Oh.
But it could also be you're the only one left. But still, I took you're the only one as.
Yeah.
Because
you're the
Gabby
one.
Knows that he told her.
Yeah.
So you're the only one?
That's a good point. Are you guys surprised that Katie forgave him or made amends? Or what are your thoughts on that?
No, people forgive men for, like, much less. I don't really know if there was anything for her to forgive. He could do whatever he wants, by the way.
Yeah.
Just the way he went about it was fucked is the problem. But, yeah, here's the thing. I actually don't think him and Katie did. Sorry, my dog. I don't think him and Katie did have sex because I think that he wants to marry her. And he had sex with a girl that he's not going to get engaged to. That's what I think. It's just a theory. He didn't have sex with Ariel because he's really not that into her. He has sex with Gabby because he knows he's not going to pick her. And he didn't have sex with Katie because he doesn't want to have sex with the woman he's getting engaged to. That's what I think.
Him and Katie just, they look like they could be, you know, I, obviously she wasn't going to say no, but like, that is just such a quick turnaround time frame for her to get over that. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're upset in the day, you just have to change and get out for dinner and then spend the night with him. Like, that is just too, like, she wouldn't miss out on that. She wouldn't go home this far in the process.
Yeah, no, 100%. So we get a rose ceremony. All the girls look beautiful in their dresses. They're all.
Oh my gosh. Ariel's best look. Sometimes I do not like her outfits. I'll say it. But this was her best look, I think.
Yeah, I made Paige pay attention to the dresses for the whole season. So, Paige, any comment on that?
I think they all look gorgeous.
Okay. So our rose ceremony comes, and Kat gets the first rose, and it's down to Gabby.
Why the freak would he do this? You know how Gabby feels about being number two, and you're making her number two again?
Yeah, so Katie gets that first rose. I think I said Kat, I meant Katie. And it's down to Gabby and Ariel. And I for a second thought Gabby was going to go home, but Gabby gets the second rose. Ariel goes home.
He can't send her home after he hooked up with her. You know how much of a dick he would look like on national TV?
I'm here. He looks like that, Steph.
So he's obviously trying to seem like he cares about women and all this stuff by making a big deal out of all this stuff. So obviously he's not sending Gabby home.
Yeah, so Zach goes to talk to Ariel and it's whatever. But the interesting thing that I've seen a lot of traction on social media is what Katie says to Gabby at the final two. She says, I know you were the one, or I know this was that. And Gabby's face looks like completely surprised. I got a bunch of messages about this and a bunch of questions about this on what our thoughts were. So if you guys want to say what your thoughts were on Katie, kind of calling Gabby out, not really, kind of.
I saw some things on TikTok about how, like, they're close and friends, so it's not that weird. But, like, I don't know. For me, it's just a little weird. She could have shut her mouth and not said anything. It's kind of like, in my head, like, her saying that, I was like, why the hell would you even say that? Like, it feels like mind games, you know, a little bit?
Mm-hmm.
And if she's that close of a friend to Gabby, like, during the show, she would know how little comments make her feel. And that literally set the tone for the whole rose ceremony. I mean, obviously, him picking her number two and that little comment literally made, like, Gabby look so uncomfortable after the rose ceremony. Like, he was clearly, they probably edited it to make it look this way, but he was staring at Katie the whole time. First hug when he came back talking to Ariel. Staring at Katie, talking about the adventures they're having. Cheers and Katie first. All these firsts for Katie. And Gabby's just in the corner.
I agree. Paige, what are your thoughts?
Stop talking about this girl's sex life. She didn't give neither one of you permission to do that. It's weird. It's like they made this like weird thing. I don't know. I would kill for the audio of what was happening in Katie and Zach's fantasy suite, to be honest. I would fucking kill for it because I bet it's nasty. I don't think it's nice, whatever they had to say. I don't really think, I really actually like Katie, but I don't, she doesn't seem like a girl's girl to me.
Yeah, she gives very like girl next door, but also a little catty. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm not a girl's girl either, so that's not shady. She just doesn't give me those vibes.
Steph's a girl's girl.
You know, I'm not a pick me girl either, though. I'm just like a people. If I like you, cool. If I don't, cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. I'm not like a hoes over bros girl, but I'm not a bros over hoes girl either. So
I just feel like that rose ceremony, the thing that like actually kills me with every rose ceremony is like the whisper talking when people get sent home. Like, why don't you guys just talk in a normal voice? Like, it's always like, thank you so much for being here. Like, I hope you have a great journey. And did you see that one part where Zach said to Ariel, thank you. Guys, I actually cackled and rewinded the TV because why did he look like that one? And why did he say that to her like that?
Yeah.
I think they whisper because they're trying not to cry, but I think there should be a Bachelor drinking game where every time Zach says the word special, you take a shot. You'll be hammered in like 5 minutes. Or
I appreciate you. I appreciate that. Just the word appreciate. Yeah. No, because, I guess. Because when Greer was saying her goodbye this season, I don't mean to laugh at her, but she was full on sobbing like the way you sob when you get in trouble with your parents. Like, she was just going crazy.
Definitely. You know, so we get a preview for next week when they meet Zach's parents, Zach's family, I should say. And, you know, we'll find out who the winner of The Bachelor is. We will be here to recap it. Some people sent in some comments, a lot of anti-Zach stuff, but we already kind of talked about that. So I'm going to skip over that.
Wait, do people agree with me?
Yeah, people agree with you for the most part.
Okay, good. Because
nobody really defended Zach.
I'm just nervous that people are gonna like brand me as this like huge ass feminist and stuff. And like, really, I'm not. I just, for me, like, I definitely am not shy about my sex life or anything like that. But like, again, you need my consent to talk about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Somebody said, I'm so excited for Charity, but do you think Gabby or Katie should be a bachelor in the future if they don't win? Thoughts?
No.
I'm down for if Katie doesn't win her being a bachelor. I don't think Gabby would be a good one, but I think Charity.
Yeah.
I'm so excited for Charity season. They started filming a couple days ago.
Yeah, I'm excited for Charity season. I can't wait to see that.
Mm-hmm. Somebody wants to know, why do I stan Brooklyn so much?
Yeah, you are a Brooklyn stan.
Let me tell you why.
Why do you love Brooklyn so much?
Because I love her.
I'll answer that for you, Dylan.
Okay.
I like Brooklyn too. But Dylan does this every season, every show. It does not matter. He finds one girl. She's usually blonde, by the way, to hyper fixate on. He finds one girl to hyper fixate on. Whether she's good, whether she's not, whether she's nice, whether she's mean, he finds one girl to hyper fixate on. He stands her for the whole season, no matter if she's the first boot or wins it all. This is just your MO. This is your thing. This is what you do. I'm going to give you credit this time because you stand Brooklyn from the beginning, and I really enjoy her because usually your stands are terrible. You made a good random. It was random. He picks a random blonde girl to stand all season, and that's why he stands her. So that's why he stands Brooklyn.
Were so obsessed. Like, every story I saw were you, Brooklyn this, Brooklyn that. I'm like, okay, damn.
I love her. Well, Paige was a Christina stan, so.
You were a Christina stan. But
I didn't tweet about her and then tag her in my stories and then repost it when she
literally.
Look, here's Brooklyn right now. She got her hair done.
Oh my gosh, Dylan. Let the girl breathe.
I love her.
She's single. You're single.
I know, but I feel like she's a little bit like, I think she's absolutely beautiful and I would marry her today, but I feel like we would clash because she's loud and I'm loud.
I feel like you would clash because she has a personality.
Somebody wants to know, who do we want on Bachelor in Paradise? Brooklyn, Christina, I think would be good. Brianna.
Dang, leave Brooklyn alone.
No, she needs to get that
okay,
call.
I kind of want Brianna.
Yeah, I think she was the girl from the beginning of the season that had the beef with Christina.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, just making sure. I think she's in Paradise. No?
I don't know. I don't know.
Oh, okay.
I've never been a Bachelor in Paradise kind
Greer.
Of girl.
I'll
sorry,
take Greer.
Guys. Greer?
Yes.
Honestly, somebody put Jess in there. You know, I feel like let him shine somewhat.
No, she's too dry.
Yeah. Shine.
And then
she didn't get a one-on-one. We didn't see her personality.
I know. I have to ask you, you liked Rachel's season?
Rachel. No. Old Rachel.
Rachel Lindsay.
Yes, I loved her.
Yeah, Rebecca was last season's Rachel. And then Rachel Lindsay.
Rachel Lindsay, I think that was the last season I watched with my mom.
Okay, so in her like final six or something, she had a guy named Kenny. Do you remember him?
Wait, let me look him up.
Okay, Kenny the Bachelorette.
Lindsay, Kenny. Okay, I'm seeing him.
Oh, do you remember him?
Oh, yes, I do.
And he left on his own because he didn't want to miss his daughter's dance recital.
Mm-hmm.
I was her dance teacher.
Are you serious?
He left to go watch her recital with me.
You're like, hey.
I was like, hey, so you didn't win?
That's crazy.
Yeah, he's a really nice guy. Anyway,
I mean, obviously, if you're going to leave a show like that to go see your daughter's dance recital, like, damn.
Yeah, and then he did Bachelor in Paradise, I'm pretty sure. But, anyway, that's my connection to The Bachelor.
And also, on an unrelated note, Sean was on this season a little too many times. Like, I don't know why whatever placement they did with him, that he had to come and talk to Zach about his feelings and opinions so many times. Like, I'm just confused.
Yeah, we talked about that. He was a former Bachelor that came back a lot to give his opinions. So to wrap up, we have another question about who is our official prediction to win the show. I am still going to stand with my prediction that Katie wins the Bachelor 27.
I feel like Katie too, but you know, that's going to be sad for Gabby. I'll just say it.
Yeah.
I've been saying Katie since they gave each other hand jobs in the tent.
No, literally since they had that tent overnight. Who gets an overnight that early in the season?
Yeah,
like, come on.
It's a good
let
point.
Me ask you, is it going to be awkward for them to meet Zach's family when Christina already has?
She met them.
Imagine they go into meet his family and they're like, oh, hey, Christina.
Right.
I want to say thank you guys so much for listening. All of our social media links will be down below. Stay tuned for our recap next week with the finale of The Bachelor. Paige just dropped Theo Campbell from The Challenge. And she'll have a bunch of recaps up of Vanderpump Rules, The Challenge, Survivor, and more.
Love is Blind.
Oh, Love is Blind.
I can't wait for Love. Did it already come out?
No,
it comes out March 24th. You should come on my podcast and do Love is Blind.
Oh my gosh, I will. I'm so excited. Me and my friends watch all these shows. You guys should do a Love Island one. But like,
Paige does. I do.
Nope. Paige does with
I do Love Island.
UK?
No.
I don't do the UK version, but I do the US version. But I'd be down to do the UK version.
UK so good this season, I feel. My favorite UK season, guys, if you ever want to get into Love Island UK, watch season 5. That is my favorite season ever.
Did you watch season 3?
No, I watched season 4.
Do you know
that was my first season.
Sam Bird and Georgia Steele.
What?
Sam Bird, Georgia Steele, Sam and Georgia.
On where?
On Love Island UK 4.
Was that? That's the season with Adam and Rosie, right?
I don't watch it. I just know those two because they were on The Challenge.
Oh.
Georgia was on X on the Beach.
Yeah.
What? Anyway, Steph doesn't have a podcast, but I'm assuming she'll be on another future episode to talk about either The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, or something. We hope you liked her. If you didn't, let us know.
Don't let them know, please. Guys, be nice to me, please.
No, they'll be mean to me. Don't worry.
Yeah,
Dylan's really... gonna keep all your cursing and everything in this.
That's what we have. Have a good night, guys, and stay tuned for next week where we find out if Katie or Gabby wins The Bachelor.
Oh my gosh!
And stay tuned to find out if Dylan and I are gonna go to Taylor Swift.
Oh my god!
Ooh. Yeah.
She's trying to persuade me for Taylor Swift. We'll put it on our stories if we go.
Dylan, you know you want to go.
I don't want to spend that much money to fly to Detroit. Hey, y'all. The audio cut out. I hope you guys all enjoyed this episode. We were just talking about Taylor Swift because Paige really wants to go and is, you know, asking if I want to tag along. And I might. We'll see. I hope you guys all enjoyed the episode. You know, we talked about some serious topics this episode. And, you know, we're excited for the finale next week. Like always, my Instagram is @chillingwithdylanpod. Everybody else's Instagram that's on this episode will be down below. If you have any questions, DM us. You know, you can talk about The Bachelor. I put stuff on my stories. You know, let us know what you think about the season. We are really excited for Charity Lawson's season of The Bachelorette. Yeah, so I hope you guys have a good rest of your day.
Chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Hey. Good vibes and such an incredible feeling. The podcast that you need and want. Interviews with reality TV stars. So entertaining, now you don't want to miss. Real as it gets, never know what to expect. Got a rep jersey, I thought I told ya. Yes indeed, every week got a brand new poster. While I'm, chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Chilling with Dylan, chilling with Dylan. Let's go.